when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask of Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, Whither of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate saith unto them, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all say unto him, Let him be crucified. The governor said, Why? What evil hath he done? They cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I'm innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children. Then released he Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. I want to stop there. There are some things you'll never be stripped of. Never be stripped of who he is. Never be stripped of his lordship. They stripped him of his robe, but there are some things they can't strip him of. Verse 29, And when they had planted the crown of thorns, they put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him, and mocking him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that, they had mocked him. They took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear the cross. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. When he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. They crucified him, parted his garments, casting lots, that he might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture they did cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus, King of the Jews. If the Lord will help me tonight, touch me, I won't try to preach. What you going to do about Jesus? I think that's the greatest question any man can answer. What you going to do about Jesus? I mean, I believe in eternity at the judgment. The question of being what you done with him. And I will say here, when I look at this scripture tonight, that we see an angry mob, an angry religious crowd that cried, Crucify him. And it's still like that today. There's very few that find the way. And there's very few tonight that is on his side. The majority's on the side of the world and the religious world we're in. What's going on around here tonight's not popular. And it's surely not wanted by the people of this day. They'd rather crucify and have him killed than to worship him and to bow before who he is. Well, they said crucify him. Well, I see in this day and time, my friend, that there are so many groups of people that want to crucify him, that want to hang him there. Well, he's already went to Calvary, I understand and know that. He rose again the third day, went back to heaven, and he's seated at the right hand of God, ever living to make intercession on my behalf and on your behalf. But there's a number of people today that's trying to crucify him again. And we live in an era now that they really hate God. They always hated God. There's always been a hatred for God. Hey, you either love him or hate him. You don't have no in-between here on that. You either God's or you're not. You the for him or against him. You can't be for him and be against him. You can't be against him and be for him tonight. But I will say this, dear neighbor, you got face him one day. You got to stand before him one day. Paul said, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, and He is Lord tonight. And God wants you to face Him now. Hey, God, to come to Him as a sinner. I mean, what you going to do, sinner, in the day of judgment? What you going to do when you face Him? Without hope, and without Him, He'll be your judge on that day. And you'll have to face Him like that, without a mediator, without anybody with you. That's between you and Him. Hey, how you going to face Him? What you going to do about Jesus tonight? Well, there's something here that really got to me. I've got to thinking about it today. When Pilate, he is a coward. He is like a modern-day politician of this day. And they said, he said here, what shall I do with Jesus, which is called Christ? And they all say unto him, let him be crucified. And I wondered in that crowd that day if there wouldn't been this one voice that would have said, don't do it. If there had not been this one voice in that crowd that day, maybe that little old woman that had an issue of blood, thank God, that reached through the crowd and touched the Lord, thank God, got healed of that issue that she had for 12 years. You know, I think about this thing. Where was all the people that the Lord had saved, and all the people that the Lord had healed, and all the people that God had done great things for? And here he comes to die, and there's nobody. I mean, not even the voice of his own men. The men of God had run. All had forsook him. Where were they at? I know Peter walked afar off. And Peter, my friend, was, thank God, afar off. But where's the rest of them at? I understand no John was there at the cross. Whom disciple mentioned there. But there's nine others. One had done went out and hung himself. And my friend, he died. But where's the rest of them? Thank God, where they at? Up there where there's at. Is in fear. That's right. And I'm going to tell you this night. My friend, are you listening to me? Thank God, where's his voice? Where's the voice for him? Thank God, where's the voice? In a dead world, in a dying world. We just got scared in this day and hour to say anything on his behalf. We can do it here. But what about? Thank God, when everybody else has a sad crucifixion, we just don't want to bear the reproach of Calvary anymore. We want everything to be easy. But we got to have anything for God. I got to bear the reproach. Thank God, a Calvary. Amen. That's right. Nobody don't want to bear the reproach. And what you going to do with him? I wonder tonight what you going to do. I want to mention a few things you need to do with him. I want to say, first of all, you need to receive him. Now, let me say this. I'm talking about getting hold of him. You know what the word receive means? It means get hold of him. Get hold of eternal life. I'm not talking about asking Jesus in your heart. I'm talking about getting hold of him. Now, I will say this. When you come to him, you'll have to take him as he is. You don't make him Lord. You don't make him what you want to be. I believe we're preaching of Jesus in this day to satisfy people that try to get him. But I don't beg you to take him, and I beseech you to. And I guess I do beg you. And I want you to get born again. Want you to get saved. But I tell you what, thank God, if you don't come to him as he is, you'll never get in. There's a lot of folks tonight wanting a Jesus without having to humble himself. Hey man, there's a lot of folk that's wanting a Jesus tonight. Thank God, without taking him as Lord. But I want to tell you this. He's Lord whether you take him or not. He'll always be Lord. He always has been Lord. And if you come to him, he'll be your Lord. He just, well, hey, I'm going to tell you what. He'll have to be your Lord before he'll ever be your Savior. And I tell you, you ever bow to his Lordship, thank God, and I'm going to tell you what, he'll become your Savior. sin. I know hell's real. People go to hell. Well, I was wanting out of sin when I got saved. I was tired of living the way I was living. But you have to get tired of your sin under conviction and see yourself as God sees you. And they sung it right tonight. He come and got a nothing. And you know, I got to thinking about that. He got a nothing and made him something. And then the something had to become nothing before I could do something. And you know, everything that ever was created, hey man, was, hey listen, that was nothing. But God made it something. God's the only self-existent one. Thank God it always has been. And God, everything you see tonight, God made. And it never was nothing that He made it something. And I'm going to tell you this tonight, and I'm preaching right now to the people of God. Until you get to nothing, you'll not be something. And I tell you, when you get to be something, then you're probably nothing. Amen. I'm just saying tonight, friend, thank God that's crowd today. That's trying to read people in and trying to get them to repeat a prayer. Thank God you'll have to want Him. And it's more than just want Him. It's getting willing, amen, in your heart. I'm willing to do what He says. Thank God to be born again. And whatever He tells you, you'll have to do. That's right. That man that was in that blind, as a blind, he was blind from his birth. The Lord come to by him and what did he do? He spit, took spittle clay and put it on his eyes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said, you got to go wash in the pool. Come back seeing. And he had to do that to see. I want to tell you this. This Bible tonight is a confrontational book. Every word of it, every verse of it's confrontational. It confronts you and it confronts me, and every man's responsible tonight before God what he knows and what God says in that book. And you'll give an account to the Almighty God one day for what you hear and what you do with Him. I'm going to tell you what the centerpiece of it all is, what I'm preaching on tonight. And it's the cross of Calvary. It's what He went through for you and me. And I tell you tonight, you need to receive Him as He is. Hey, you don't make Him what you want to make Him. Thank God He's not a puppet on a string. Thank God He's not this hippie Jesus that they make Him look at today. Thank God He's a holy Son of God. And He's got holy demands. And He said, you got to repent. And except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Hell, I'm going to tell you, God's got to work repentance in. And until you want to, thank God, turn and get where He's at, you never will get in. I tell you what, repentance is required. It says required. Thank God to repent. Hey, have you ever had real repentance in your life? Amen. You got to receive Him. I'd admonish you to receive Him tonight. Now, what you going to do with Him, sinner?
Amen.
You're going to have to do something with the Lord.
Yeah, sir.
That's right, about Him.
Yes, sir.
And every sinner will. And it's a privilege tonight to be on these grounds.
Amen.
To hear the Word of God. Be around old time singing. It's not like it everywhere. And listen to me tonight. You say, preacher, you believe that sinners that never hear the gospel are accountable. Well, I do. He said in Romans 1 that they're without excuse because they didn't see the creation of God. But I'm going to tell you what, you've seen more than that. Amen. You've heard more than that. And you're accountable for what you hear. I mean, you act upon what you hear. A faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. It don't come by what you see. It comes by what you hear. Well, I'm not an actor tonight. I don't claim to be. And I don't like acting preachers. Thank God I believe you ought to preach. And I'm going to tell you, the only way you'll get born again is you hear the voice of God and God get in your heart and bring you where you ought to be under conviction and get you born again. I tell you, you got to come to Him as He is. I want to tell you that you need to receive Him. That's right. What you got to do with Him? I won't say no, you need to receive Him. You need to reverence Him. Now, the holy presence of God is called reverence. And I feel like that was slack on that. In real holy reverence. Now, if I'm right, and I am, when them men come to worship Him, they fell on their face. They fell on their face. And Brother John talks about worship and told you tonight, God seeketh such to worship Him. And you can't worship him without spirit and truth. And the Holy Ghost has got to be in you. And you do it by truth. It'll always be according to the Word of God. But there'll be things done in your heart. And brother, I'm telling you, it's not. There'll be things unusual that'll happen when a man does it, follows God. And don't worry about what somebody else thinks. But they'll just go with God and get free in God. And not be bound up. Ain't come to go with the Holy Ghost. And do what God says. It'll work every time. Ain't God, if you just follow the Holy Ghost. But I think he needs to be referenced. I think his name needs to be referenced. And I won't say tonight there's a lot of this loose talk. I don't use the name of the Lord in any way but to worship him and to honor him. The name of God is to be honored. The name of the Lord is to be honored. And the name of Jesus is to be honored. There's not a name never been, not above his name. Thank God, no other name name as big as his name. And I believe when his name's spoken, thank God, it ought to be honored. I mean, why don't you honor his name? And you can't honor his name if you don't live for him. And you might say tonight, well, I know him, but I'm going to tell you, you don't know him unless you're honoring him and living for him. That's right, preacher. I'm telling you this. Thank God, if you've been born again, there's a Holy Ghost in you. Thank God that when the name of the Lord's mentioned, and he come to testify Christ, he didn't come to testify himself. He come to testify the Son of God. And I'm going to tell you, when his name's mentioned, how the Holy Ghost puts up in you and says, that's him, amen. That's right. So he needs to be reverenced. And I want to say this, when Jesus got around his reverence by them, even them demons. They said, torment us not for our time. They knew who he was. That's right. Even the false prophet got over there and he said, Paul, I know. Who are you? They had enough. The devils had enough to know a real man of God. Even when Peter, Jesus got in his ship, he said, throw the net out. He said, Lord, we fished all night and took nothing. He said, throw it out there in the deep. He said, Lord, nevertheless thy word. Amen. And he threw the net out, thank God, and the net broke him so many fish, and the boat began to sink. And Peter said, depart from me, Lord. He said, I'm a sinful man. Amen. I'm going to tell you what. He got the reverence in him who he was. Hey, we need to fire God around. Thank God that sinners will get under conviction and reverence him for who he is and get fearful of going to hell and turn to God while the Holy Ghost deals with them. I tell you right now is a good time. Thank God to come to him as he is. That's right. What you going to do with Jesus? I think y'all remember. That's why we take the Lord's Supper.
Yes, sir.
To remember the Lord. That bread's for his body. Fruit of the vine's for the blood. And that was taken by his men. And given as a church ordinance to his church. And he said, every time that you do that, remember what the Lord done for you. And I will say tonight, I don't think that we've really got a real vision of what the Lord went through.
Amen.
I'm preaching tonight on what to do with Jesus. I understand, though, when he went to Calvary, that he did die alone. Even though, I tell you, the worst thing about Calvary, our Lord, and I really believe this, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he got down to pray, and he said, Father, not my will, but thine be done. I really, what the Lord had right there in his heart, the pressure that was on the Lord, is for one time in his whole life, I mean in his human life. Thank God he is a God man. But he knew that for the first time that the Father would have to forsake him. That the union that they had before the foundation of the world and down to eternity. That God would have to turn his back on his own son. That's what he knew as a face. And for the first time, he'd have to have sin's contact. He'd have to take sin upon him. He took all sin upon him. And for the first time he'd do that. Hey, he's the Holy Son of God. A sin, my friend, didn't have nothing to do with him. But he knew he had to take sin upon him. Thank God, that's why he said, I want the Father's will, amen. That's right. He right there is when he submitted to the will of God. every sin was laid on him. The Bible said the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Yes, sir.
They smote him, spit on him, took a whip and tore the flesh out of his back.
Now,
I mean tore the flesh out of his back. His vicious was marred. When you look at him, it ain't these pictures you see.
Right.
He was beaten to death. He was given the criminal's death. He was as a lamb before her shears is done. I mean, he was beat. The Lord Jesus went through all that. He was beat, my friend. And he was beat because he knew the only way that God could justify, that God could accept me or take me in, was he put my sin on his son. Thank God to go to Calvary and die for my sin. Because God's a just God. And justice, my friend, must be in God Almighty. And God has said the only way that I can put, thank God, my justification upon Brother Hines. Thank God as my son take his place. It's the grace of God. It's the mercies of God. It's the goodness of God. It wasn't nothing I've done. Thank God it's what he done. He put his own blood. Thank God for my sin. It's the blood. Thank God he justified my soul. I've given his life an atonement for sin tonight. That's right, praise God. He took my place. That's right, he took my place. He laid your sorry sin on himself. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteous of God in him, son. Thank God there's a way out. That's right. The Bible said, looking unto Jesus. Well, I won't look unto Jesus. Thank God if I can get a look unto him. I tell you, I want to look unto him. That's right. That's what I want to look unto him. I got to get past you. I love you, but I got to get past you. Amen. I love Brother John Milton. He's a dear brother. Hadn't got God's prayer on his heart. But I got to get past him. Amen. And he's got to get past, thank God, me too. You got to get past other people. Hey, get your eyes on him. That's right. He said, looking unto Jesus. Thank God we need to look unto him, boy. I'm going to tell you, you need to look to him tonight.
Yes,
he meets you every need. There's never been anything you couldn't do. Thank God I'm glad you can look to him tonight.
Yes,
look to him. He'll meet you every need.
Yes,
give your life to him. Do what he says. Thank God, look to him tonight. That's right. Look to him. Amen. He said, looking unto Jesus. Thank God, the author and finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before. That's me and you. Thank God, he died for us. He didn't die on accident, he died on purpose. Thank God, he done something on purpose. But God had never tried to do anything. He done it on purpose, amen. He's a God that does it on purpose. And he died for my sin on purpose, amen. That's right. Thank God. That's right. Thank God. Look at unto Jesus. The author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. He endured the cross. He endured the cross. Amen. He endured it. Thank God he went to it. He endured the cross. He endured the cross. He endured the cross. 6 hours. On an old rugged tree, 6 hours. Stretched out on an old rugged tree. He endured the cross, son. He loved you. Amen. God so loved you. He loved you, boy. I'm going to tell you, God loved you. That's right. He loved sinners. He died for old wretched sinners. You don't have to be a sinner. Thank God, Romans 5:8 said, but God that committed his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, that Christ died for us. That's the surest verse to me. Thank God he died for me. Hey, only to redeem those men. He loved you that much to give his own self and lay sin on him like that and be bitten for sin. Thank God to go to Calvary and to take you out of hell and to get you out of sin. Thank God I'm telling you tonight. Thank God what you going to do with him tonight. What you going to do with him? Now, I won't say this. I won't say this tonight about it. Now, you either do something about it tonight, God will deal with your heart.
Amen.
Or it will be the judgment.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's right. See, I believe hell is going to be like Calvary.
Come on now.
What I mean by that is, he thirsted.
Yes,
He suffered.
Right.
He was tormented.
Uh-huh.
He bore pain. See, the Bible says, in hell he lifts his eyes in torment. That word torment means a torture.
Amen.
He had eternal, he had separation from the Father.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing about hell. You're going to be forsaken by God.
Amen.
And the mercies of God.
Right.
That's right. You go to hell, you won't never have no mercy. There never will be no mercy. What you going to do with him? You better look to him tonight.
Right.
You know what verse 3 said? But consider him. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your mind.
Yes.
He said, listen, buddy, we so backslid on God. Where's Brother Deeks? I'm sorry, Brother Terry. You said backslid wasn't in the New Testament. It ain't. But I'll tell you what, we so far away from God tonight that we don't have no contradiction of sinners much. Hey, can I tell you tonight, without the power of God and without offense, the gospel is offensive. You can't get saved until you're afflicted by the gospel. The Holy Ghost has to let you know what you're going through. Hey, man, you're a sinner. You're going to hell. He's got to take you low that you'll repent toward God. And you've offended him. You broke the law of God. And God says you're a sinner tonight. And God don't do that. You won't get saved. But I tell men's mouths are shut tonight and scared to preach anything. Hey, God, if they'll offend somebody, I'm a cast sent out. I don't preach. I'm not worried about offending you. Hey, God, I'm worried about offending God. I don't know what the Holy Ghost might tell me, but if he does, I'm going to preach it. Thank God. How much hell? We got too many liberals. We got too many, thank God, slow bellies. Amen. That won't say nothing about sin. Won't they say nothing about the judgment? And they want a crowd of people instead of the Holy God of heaven.
Right.
I'm going to tell you what. You'll take him as he is. You need to receive him as he is. I tell you, you need to reverence him. You need to remember him. What he went through. On the cross. You need to remember that. In fact, for I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. I said, Lord, I really got a heavy burden tonight. He said, well, it's mine. He's burdened.
Amen.
Jesus died with a burden for sinners.
Thank God.
That's right. That's right. Because I would have a burden if he didn't give it to me.
Amen.
That's right. Listen this tonight. Get hold of this. Everything God does in you is from him, and it's about him, and it's for his glory.
Yeah.
And it ain't something you can come up with.
Right.
He'll have to do it for you.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's right. Somebody said, why ain't we burdened over souls?
Come on.
Why ain't we burdened over sinners?
Right.
Why is the church lazy? Don't want to pray. It's the last time you cried over somebody. Well, I sat up there in my room today and wept over my family. About going to hell. People in my own family. Thought about how good God had been to me and pulled me out of that place I was in to save my wretched soul. Church today got cold. Well, lukewarm, what God says. Don't have no burden no more. Can't get an altar and pray with sinners no more. Pull in your heart that God brings forth birth. That's what Paul said. He said travail. That's what he said, Brother John. He talked about travail and in prayer.
Yes, sir.
And thank God having that inward pull of God in your own heart. Thank God to see God bring forth a birth in sinners. That's right. I tell you what, this I got thinking about the Holy Ghost moving in some hearts last night. Thank God that come people praying. It ain't got nothing to do with me. It's got to do with God and people praying. I'm not enough. I'm a nothing. I'm not anything. That's just God. That's all you can say about it. I'm telling you tonight, dear friend, it'll take the Holy Ghost. It'll take God, but it's got to take praying. say tonight, we need to remember him. I'll say this too. We need to regard him. You need to regard him in every decision you make. You thinking about that? You know we go through daily walk of God.
Amen.
Very few times, I bet. I guarantee you, Brother Gary, and I'm going to get on my knees because I know I need to repent of this, but there's very few times, probably in a day, we really regard him. There's no telling what God might do if we'd walk in the Holy Ghost and regard Jesus and look to him for every need we have. I want to say this tonight to you. If you get to regarding him, I'll tell you what, you'll see some fruit in your life.
Amen.
But you just go ahead, you know, and you say, well, the preacher said, and I think y'all do what the man of God preaches in the book. But you ought to get God in it.
Amen.
That's right. I mean, I want God in it. I don't want to try to get up here and preach. God won't get with it.
Right.
I'd just be a standing brass and tinkling cymbal if God wasn't with it. He's going to have to get with it. If he don't get with it, then we might as well shut her down and go back to the cabin. Amen. That's right. That goes for anything I do in life. Thank God. You're going to have to get God. Have you regarded him? Do you regard him in your daily walk? Do you regard him in your conversation? Do you regard him in what you put on in the morning? Do you regard God? You say, preacher, I mean, does God really care what I put on? He does. You're representing him? Hey man, the Holy Ghost put restraint on a saved person about how they dress. That's right. You don't have to tell somebody when they've been born again. Thank God the Holy Ghost will say, that ain't what you ought to be wearing. But most people don't regard it. Hey, listen, most people won't live their life the way they want to. That's why he won't come your way.
Amen. That's right.
Yes, sir. See with you tonight. I know, generally speaking, we'd say the Lord's with us, but is he really with you?
Amen.
I mean, is the Lord really with you? I mean, really with you? What you going to do with him?
Amen.
Young man, what you going to do with him?
Now.
I'll tell you this, he won't change for none of us. I'll say this and I'm finished tonight. You better reach him while you can. That whole crowd said crucify him. You know we live in a day of God hating day. Boy, I just don't believe I can go without hitting on this. And I mean, I try to hit it often because it's one of the things I... Boy, that Sodomite crowd, they hate God. I'm telling you, we live in a day where... men are unnatural. I'm telling you, God, I said God, never made a man to want another man. God never made a woman to want another woman. God never did. How many that sin to the core is unnatural. And I don't believe nobody unnatural can get saved. I believe you got to be natural before you can get saved. God gave that credit to reprobate minds. When you reprobate, that's too late. You say, does God reprobate people? He does. What's that mean? He cuts you off. He cuts Cain off. He give him opportunity to do right. He said, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. He said, if you don't get this here, if you don't get nothing else, what I'm about to say to remain for, get what I'm about to say, you young people, listen to what I'm about to say. God says, Cain, if you'll do well, I'll accept it. And he's talking about an offering, sin offering. But if he said, you don't sin, life at the door.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what he's saying. You'll come to God, or when you leave, sin will jump on you, son. And when he left the door, he went out and murdered his own brother. You play with sin. Just go ahead and play with it. Just go ahead and play with sin. It'll end up catching up with you. He said, be sure your sins will find you out. It knows where you're at. Sin will follow you around. You don't have, listen, sin followed him around the rest of his day. He never had an atonement. He never, hey, God ever was right with God, and he died a child of the wicked one, and God said he hated his own brother. And I'm going to tell you this, dear neighbor, when a man don't come to Christ, tonight. There's people right here tonight. If you don't do business with God, what you'll do, you know what you're going to get? You'll get worse. Oh, you say go to a good church. I'm telling you, that church can't save you. You better have Christ. And what you'll do when you leave, you'll be worse. Hey, man, I've seen it happen. I've seen them around old-time preaching. The Holy Ghost speak to their heart and they stiffen their neck and leave and don't get right with God. And they get worse. And they say, how so-and-so doing? They said, he's worse. He's out there in sin. He's doing things I thought he never would do. You know why? Because he rejected Jesus Christ. You're not rejecting me. You're rejecting him. You're going to have to come to him as he is. He stood before that crowd that day and they said, crucify him. Crucify him. I believe at the judgment. Let me say this. They all had an answer. They all said, crucify him. Pilate said, get this, Pilate said, I wash my hands of this innocent man. But he never washed his dirty heart.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, history says that Pilate died in an insane asylum washing his hands. Hey, you listen to me. Listen. I'm about to listen. You leave without getting born again, getting saved, getting out of God. There's no telling where you might end up. But the ultimate end would be the judgment. No telling. There's no telling, Brother Carter. When a man rejects him and says, crucify him, amen, and they said, the blood be on us and our children, they brought judgment on their own children. You bring judgment on your own family.
That's right.
What you going to do with him? What you going to do with him, son? What you going to do with him, young lady? What you going to do with him, ma'am? You're going to regard him. You're going to reach out to him tonight. I don't know what your need is. We pretty good actors. Tell you the truth. We pretty good actors. We can even amen the preacher. But down deep inside, there's something bothering us. And we just might as well be honest. What you going to do with him? Do you love him? You stand firm, would you be in the crowd and say, hey, he's my Lord! Where's the rest of them? Hey, he's my Lord! Crucify him! Crucify him! Crucify him! Hey, he's my Lord!
Amen.
He's my Lord!
Amen.
He's my Lord!
Amen.
Where's that voice? Where's a voice in a dying world? It's easy to preach here. But there's a dying world out there that needs to hear your voice. What you going to do with him? What you going to do with him tonight? What you going to do with him? Now listen to me. You will make a decision tonight. You won't leave and say, well, I'll wait till another night to do business. You'll have to do something tonight. He's before you. The Holy Ghost has to present him. I can only preach him. The Holy Ghost has to present him. Let's stay in the night. Would you come tonight, God touching your heart? Sinner, would you come tonight? Would you come? What you going to do with him, sinner? He loves you tonight, died for you, gave his blood for you. What you going to do, save? Saint of God, what you been doing with him? Has he been real to your heart? Would you obey the Holy Ghost tonight? I preach what God told me to. He spoke to my heart this morning about 5 o'clock. Told me to preach this tonight, and I've obeyed the Holy Ghost. But I'll tell you what, there's some folk here, and I need to get saved.